Pancreatic cancer kills 22 people a day in Britain, yet when we talk of cancer, I suspect many of us rarely think of it. Much of the funding across the British Isles goes towards treating breast, lung or bowel cancer. The disease, though, is one of the hardest to diagnose, and doctors admit they still know comparatively little about it. It was, of course, you might recall, the form of cancer which claimed the Hollywood film star Patrick Swayze's life back in 2009. Well, the charity Pancreatic Cancer Action is calling for more money to be given into research for this particular type of cancer. Ali Stunt is the founder of the charity after surviving the disease itself. Ali Stunt, what was it like to be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
Well, good morning, everybody. It was a complete shock. I was only 41 when I was diagnosed, and I think anyone who's had a diagnosis for cancer finds it a shock. But to be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, well, I hadn't heard of it when I was diagnosed for a start. Then when I looked into it and I realised how poor the statistics were, it was really quite terrifying.
So when you were diagnosed, you discovered what pancreatic cancer was all about. Why do you think there is so little knowledge about this particular condition?
Well, I'm not entirely sure why we don't know so much about it, considering it has a devastating effect on those who have it. But I think really it's one of those sort of Cinderella cancers. It's a bit too hard to deal with. The survival rate hasn't really moved very much in 40 years. And, you know, the five-year survival rate is between sort of 3 and 5%, depending on where you live in the country. And that hasn't moved, as I said before, in 40 years. But there's been a lack of attention. We haven't had the big swathe of survivors to be real advocates for this disease and to sort of lead campaigns like we're trying to do with Pancreatic Cancer Action, to raise awareness of the disease itself, that it exists, and also of the symptoms and the signs so that people know when to take themselves to the doctor.
And what are those symptoms and signs then that we should be looking at?
Well, classic symptoms include upper abdominal pain, so tummy pain, jaundice, which includes the yellowing of the skin and the whites of the eyes, and possibly itchy skin as well. Sometimes people will get back pain, and I suffered with that. I had upper back pain, sort of where the lady's bra strap goes in the middle, that radiated round to the front. Sometimes people will have change in bowel habits, so they will have very pale, very smelly stools that don't flush away easily. And unexplained weight loss is quite key. So if anybody out there is losing weight without trying, it's probably a good idea to pop to their doctor just to find out what the cause might be. There's other things like indigestion. Now, that's a very common symptom for an awful lot of people, and in most cases it won't be pancreatic cancer. But if you've had indigestion that is not responding to medication that your doctor has prescribed you, then you need to go back to the GP and maybe have it investigated. And also, anybody who's been newly diagnosed with diabetes that's not associated with weight gain. So if you're a very, very thin patient, and normally type 2 diabetes is associated with us putting on a few pounds, but in this case, if diabetes is there without the weight gain, then that's something as well. Other people will perhaps have fatigue, sometimes low mood and depression can also be symptoms.
Ali Stunt, thank you very much indeed for your insight there into the work of your Pancreatic Cancer Action Group. The charity wants to raise awareness of Britain's fifth deadliest cancer after discovering a quarter of people knew very little about it. Well, I know much more about pancreatic cancer as a result of our conversation than I did before today. Perhaps we should take that on board and think more about the dangers of not being diagnosed with that cancer that kills 22 people a day across the British Isles.